Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Gone Outdoor Radio on Kelo News Talk and KWSN in Sioux Falls and the Mighty 790 in Fargo-Moorhead. Scotty Brewer, Kyle Agri, Brewer Agri Outdoors. And as we say, we're talking hunting, fishing, just about everything you do outdoors, except on this segment, because we're talking fishing, and we're going to talk more fishing and more fishing, because we are going to be chatting with Mr. Tom Wynn. He is one of the hottest walleye tournament anglers in the country. Tom, I don't want you to blush now, but
Tom, too late.
Tom has won many, many walleye tournaments, and he's fishing at the top level, and he's doing very well. How are you doing, Tom?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Doing very well. It seems like I can't open up the computer or turn on the TV without seeing you nowadays, which is a good thing. You're getting a lot of the respect that you have earned on the tournament trail. And a lot of that is because of forward-facing sonar. You really kind of grabbed a hold of that technology right away, right when it came out. And you are, in my mind, one of the country's experts at it. So let's talk about that a little bit. Coming up here this week, later this week on Thursday, you're going to be at the FM Walleye's Anglers Night, and we'll give out that information in a minute. But forward-facing sonar, since that has came out, why has that really just taken over not only the tournament world, but, I mean, you can't talk to any angler without somebody talking about it. Either they have it, the stuff they've seen on it, or the fact that they want to get it. I mean, it's crazy what it's done.
Yeah, it is crazy. And, you know, I think it's, you know, the hot topic right now because, you know, in the beginning, there was a lot of people who were, you know, like the traditional walleye anglers, they're, you know, were not embracing the technology. And then now seeing what some, you know, what I've done on the National Walleye Tour and the AIM circuit, people are getting, you know, they're being intrigued by it a little bit more. And for the fact that I came into this and I talked to you guys, you guys were the first ones to have me on any kind of show of any sort. And I appreciate that. But going back to then, even there were so many people who were intimidated by the technology, but I came in at the perfect time. I'm of the age group. I'll be 45 years old this year. So I'm not one of the young guys, and I'm not one of the original walleye anglers, you know, that been on the water 30, 40 years. So I fall kind of right in between that. So I think that I can help teach the ones out there that are intimidated, don't want to, you know, they just don't want to put it on their boat to learn it. I think I can help them. And that's what my goal is this year, is to help teach everything that I know about it.
Yeah. And it seems like with your plan, and you let us in on some of those plans, that you really kind of branching out from the tournament circuit to education, which is great. Something we should throw out there, Tom, is being one of the best walleye anglers in the country right now, walleyes really aren't your first choice, or they weren't. They might be by now, but you started out fishing for something else in your career.
Yeah, I started out fishing for bass, and just because that is, when you turn on any national TV channel that you can only, you know, get when you live out in the boonies in the hills in Arkansas, you know, it's bass fishing. So that's what a lot of us grow up and learn. And now, you know, it's kind of ironic because, you know, COVID and other things put me on the track to walleye, and that was my first experience with Live Scope Fishing Walleye Tournament. So then I stayed because I was onto a good thing and got embraced by some bigger walleye fishing companies. But now you look at the Bass Elite, for example, using forward-facing sonar, and those guys who are winning those big elite tournaments are doing what I was doing 2 years ago. So it's kind of cool to see, but at the same time, it makes me wonder sometimes that I missed the boat in bass. But again, I can't complain with, you know, where I'm at now. And with it being a hot topic, a lot of people are, some people are against forward facing sonar. And that, you know, that's their opinion, but a lot of that I think is them not understanding it and being able to use it. And that's what I'm here for. And I think that's why I've been all over the place this winter, like you said, doing seminars and such, is because I think I am very open with how I learned it and what I'm looking at. And, you know, people trust me to teach them to use it, but not just use it, but use it responsibly.
I would agree 100%. And Tom, I just, one of the things that, jumps out at me is, as you're talking here, is the fact that you, as an early adopter to that technology, and what you've learned and the respect you've gained is you can fish bass or walleyes. You've chosen to fish in the walleye world, but I have all the belief that whether you were to switch gears and go back to bass, you would do just as well, and it wouldn't be an issue or anything that would hold you back. Personally, I'm really glad that you're in the walleye world, specifically because Scott and I are both so connected there, and we're excited for next Thursday. And I want to make sure we get a chance to talk about that. And you're going to be the featured guest, the featured speaker at FM Walleye's Anglers Night. That's this coming up Thursday, March 21st, the Ramada in Fargo. Doors open at 6:30. Meeting begins at 7 p.m. And you're going to be talking about nothing, no other than forward-facing sonar. Is that right?
That's right. Just, you know, invite everybody out, come with their questions, and, you know, anything and everything about forward-facing sonar, I can explain it. I can tell people, without even using a visual, I can tell people exactly what they're looking at on their screens and what to look for, and I'm excited for it.
And when you said bring everybody out, you mean bring everybody out, because this is not just for FM Walleyes. FM Walleyes is hosting the meeting, but it is free. It is open to the public. Anybody that has any questions on forward-facing sonar, hopefully if you're in town Thursday night, you can make it out to this meeting and listen to the guy that can really give you all kinds of great, great information. And I believe, like you, the seminar title is Determining Fish Species and Behavior Using Forward-Facing Sonar and Understanding It, which is one of the biggest challenges a lot of people have with new technology, is, sure, it shows you these things, but how do you understand what it's trying to tell you? And once you do, I think it really helps you understand the species that you're chasing after, and, like you said, helps you to be more responsible. Tom, if people want to find you, if they want to find out more information about you, where can they go look?
Well, right now, my only two social media platforms I'm using are Facebook and Instagram, and both of those are found at Tom Wynn Fishing, and my last name is spelled H-U-Y-N-H.
Perfect. Thank you, Tom, for coming on Gone Outdoors. We really appreciate it. And we will see you on Thursday night.
Yeah, appreciate you guys. See you then.
Awesome.
Special thanks to our Gone Outdoor podcast sponsors, Raysport Marine, Adventure RV, Lakeland General Store in Dunnville, Devil's Lake Tourism, Linex of Fargo, Ion Ice Fishing, and the Ion Alpha Ice Auger, and Hot Hole Ice Hole Maintainer and Illuminator. Thank you for tuning in to Gone Outdoor Podcasts. Listen to Gone Outdoors live on KWSN and KELO Sioux Falls and the mighty 790 KFGO Fargo. You can find us at BrewerAgriOutdoors.com as well as social media, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Until next week, from Kyle and Scott, we will be Gone Outdoors.